From NPR News in Washington, I'm Barbara Klein. The Obama administration has signed a deal to sell Saudi Arabia nearly $30 billion in fighter jets. NPR's Michelle Kellerman reports it's designed, at least in part, to send a signal to Iran now that U.S. troops are out of Iraq.
The White House says the U.S. is selling Saudi Arabia 84 advanced combat planes and modernizing another 70. It says the jets will be built by Boeing and the deal will support more than 50,000 American jobs. Assistant Secretary of State Andrew Shapiro calls it a major boost for Saudi Arabia's security.
This sale will send a strong message to countries in the region that the United States is committed to stability in the Gulf and broader Middle East.
Though Shapiro says this is not just aimed at Iran, the announcement comes at a time of heightened tensions with Tehran. Iran is threatening to close down a key oil supply route if the U.S. goes ahead with tougher sanctions. U.S. officials think Iran is feeling the pinch. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, the State Department.
Opposition demonstrators in Russia are planning more protests. From Moscow, Jessica Gallagher reports they plan to rally against the detention of a left-wing activist who's in frail health.
Thousands of people have signed up on the social media network Facebook to protest the jailing of Sergei Udaltsev. He was arrested following a rally contesting the country's parliamentary elections on December 4th, but received an extended jail sentence last Sunday after thousands of protesters attended a mass rally against Russian Prime Minister Vladimir Putin and ruling party United Russia's win in the country's parliamentary elections. Prosecutors say the extended sentence was given to Udaltsev because he failed to complete a sentence he received after attending another protest in October. Udaltsev's supporters are demanding his release, as they say he's in frail health from a hunger strike. Demonstrators say Udaltsev's sentence is too strict and are also protesting against other sentences that opposition leaders have received amid the mass protests. For NPR News, I'm Jessica Gallagher in Moscow.
Two evangelical